But I want you to listen, because we're talking about who we are, okay? Now, what was it that hindered Jesus or stopped Jesus when he was here on earth in flesh? Can you think of anything that stopped him? The only time we see Jesus seem like suffering a defeat or the devil had control is when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, right? That's the only time. And he just simply dropped his defense and accept the role that God had laid out for him. That's the only time. They tried every kind of way they could think of to trap him, to stop him. Amen. Amen. But they couldn't do nothing with him, could they? Nope. All right. So once we realize and get a revelation, get this word in our hearts, and that we are like him as a body. And that's why the Lord kept saying, keep strife out. Keep strife out. Get rid of unbelief. Get rid of doubt. Because see, we are to function as one. But the enemy pull up anything and the flesh will grab anything. Don't you know your flesh will eat anything you give it? Try it sometime. No, don't do it. Don't do it. We do too much of it. I am not gonna encourage you in this. I'm not gonna do it. But your flesh, your body, if you eat something long enough, even though it ain't good, it'll finally say, that's good, that's good. And then you eat something that tastes good and you know it ain't good for you. And it starts to say, I want some more of it, I want some more of it. And so you can't trust the flesh. But so let's move on. I want to pick up at verse Ephesians 1 and 6. There's a couple things I want to bring out. Ephesians 1 and 6, if you can get that for. I'll try to keep you up front, keep my scripture going. He said, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us what? Accepted how? In whom we what? How do we get our redemption? Through his blood, in whom we have, not going to get it, we got it. Amen. We have redemption. What you mean? Through his blood, right? Uh-huh. The what? Forgiveness of sins according to what? The riches of his grace. Now, with somebody that's real good at, could you tell me, could you give me an estimation, should I say, how rich is his grace? Can you tell me? You have an idea? How rich is it? I guess the best we can say is very, 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 very. It's so rich you cannot exhausted us, use it up, where it won't be grace anymore. Because, listen, it's so rich until he says in 2 Corinthians 9:8, he said, he has made all grace abound towards us. That means there's grace for everything we do. Grace for giving, grace for living, grace for praying. Amen. Grace to go out, grace to come in, grace to raise your children, grace to work for your boss, man, grace, grace, grace to live holy, grace to live right, grace to praise. So he said, according to the riches of his grace, right? All right. Now look over into the second chapter. I may come back to some of that first chapter, but let's go to the second chapter. I want to read this one. I think I have it. Let me find it. Yeah. Second chapter 2:10. The second chapter of Ephesians, verse 10. 2:10. Listen what the Amplified says. Because I'm taking you somewhere. He says, for we are God's own what? Workmanship. The Amplified said handiwork. His workmanship. Recreated in Christ Jesus. See, one time Adam was just like God because God called him Adam, the sons of God. And God said, let's make man like us in our image, after our likeness, right? Then we was, and so Jesus came, the second Adam. Isn't it? That is so marvelous. Jesus, the second, the last Adam came. And God, when he paid the sin debt, now listen, when Jesus died and went to hell, spent those 3 days in hell, he paid the sin debt. He satisfied the claims of justice, what justice demand for the price to pay off sin. Jesus met the claim, met the price, paid the price, met every demand, and satisfied the claim. That sin is paid off. No, listen to me. Not a man that walking on the face of this earth that sin, that he guilty of sin because it's been paid for. So why do people go to hell? Because they don't accept the gift that give them life.